In Ghana, the campaign is underway for their December elections. The West African country has had a multi-party democracy since a new constitution was established in 1992. Although all the political campaigns since then have been relatively peaceful, all the leading political parties last week called for their fellow followers not to engage in activities which could lead to violence. The Archbishop of the capital, Accra, Gabriel Charles Palmer Buckle, says that the entire nation is working together to make democracy work in the country, and it can serve as an example to the rest of the continent.
Looking at our track record since 1992, I expect the coming elections to be very peaceful also. But I think it is good to preempt anything that could happen. Looking at, unfortunately, what has happened on the African continent, for instance, in Kenya, in nearby Ivory Coast, and, in Zimbabwe, elsewhere. So the politicians are trying to preempt what could be negative influence or negative example from outside. Two, they themselves are the ones who can call on their own followers to abide by the rules of the game of non-violent campaign, violence-free campaign. Number three, I can tell you that it's not only the politicians who are doing that. The churches and the religious bodies already started praying for peaceful elections day in, day out. They have been campaigning for it among their members because in many churches you have people across all political spectrum. I personally am very confident that given our track record, given the calls, persistent calls by the politicians, giving prayers, given the education that is going on, we will live through another very peaceful elections.